So the biggest takeaway so far, Father Kino was a wino. Originally brought it to the Southwest.
Yep.
And before it became prominent in California, wine was originally grown, grapes were grown for communion in Arizona.
Yeah.
I knew that the San Pedro River had some of the oldest known farm sites that have been recovered in the entire country. Didn't know wine was part of it.
And I'm convinced that they probably grew the wine grapes for more reasons than communion, because back then they didn't have air conditioning. You had to do something to survive, right?
Right.
Like drink wine. So, Emil, I was about to ask you about the Southwest Wine Center. What struck you the most? What were your key takeaways, but besides learning to become a great vineyard owner and winemaker and all that fun stuff?
Well, the Southwest Wine Center is a very unique wine and vineyard program, because it is everything from beginning to end. It is unlike UC Davis, which is the most famous in the U.S., the Southwest Wine Center has a fully functioning winery. And so students actually learn everything from planting the grapes to making the wine to marketing, bottling and marketing and doing everything in the wine program.
And they actually
really unique.
Yes, they actually have a vineyard right on the school.
They have a large vineyard and very high quality fruit. Luckily for us this year, we were able to get Peak Pool and Ionico from that vineyard, and we're really excited about it.
So because of that, Arizona Farm Bureau partnered with the Southwest Wine Center, and the students crafted for us a Centennial Red. The Centennial Red is a blend of six different red grapes, and the kind of punch that I get from it, I feel a little bit silly to say notes because I don't feel like I'm a wine expert, but it's got that black cherry taste to it. It's a very good red blend. What's your take on it,
Amy? Well, that's exactly right. Kind of a dried black cherry flavor, very well balanced wine, very well made. And for those listeners out there who think student wine is maybe something that you want to try to support the school, but maybe it's not your favorite thing, I have to tell you, the wine that the Southwest Wine Center makes has won many national awards. It's against, all the commercial wineries. It is very high quality. They've had a lot of wonderful wine, and this Centennial Red is a great example.
And so based on that point, and it's made by the students, but it's a high-quality wine, how can I get it?
Well, the Southwest Wine Center, as I said, is they sell retail. They have a beautiful tasting room on site at Yavapai College. It's actually in Clarkdale, although when you go, you would think you were in Cottonwood because it's just on the edge of Clarkdale. It's a beautiful place, and I urge anybody to make a trip there. It's only 4 minutes from our winery.
There you go.
Cottonwood Air Park.
And that Cottonwood downtown, I've got a printed picture of the Arizona Wine Trail in the Verde Valley. There's another one for Sonoid, and there's another one for Wilcox. But
right.
In Cottonwood, Clarkdale, that you've got four kind of spread out along 89A, but then downtown Cottonwood, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, mm-hmm. and walking distance within two blocks of each other.
Yeah, there are 8 tasting rooms in Old Town, and also really nice restaurants. So, it's a nice place to go and walk around, and if you get hungry, you've got great places to eat.
So it's a trip to go up there and buy some wine from the Southwest Wine Center and then hang out and tour the different tasting rooms. So, we've been talking about Farm Bureau and our partnership with Southwest Wine Center with the Centennial Red. And by the way, for the listeners, in the third segment, we're going to interview Brian, owner of Old Ellsworth Brewing Company in Queen Creek, because they created a beer for us, for the Centennial. But I won't give away all the details. But why are you so involved in Farm Bureau?
Well, I grew up in Indiana. And even though my family wasn't in agriculture, I had a lot of friends who were. And Farm Bureau is an amazing organization. I don't mean to blaspheme, but it's almost like God in the farming community.
Certainly in some of those Midwest states.
Right. And I think Arizona has maybe 25,000 members, and Indiana is somewhere closer to 400,000. But I all my life I've had a very high regard for the Farm Bureau, and when I officially became a farmer, I couldn't wait to connect with the Farm Bureau here, and I found it to be one of the most professional organizations I've ever been in touch with. The ability to get opinions and information from the grassroots level all the way up to the top and to legislation is just mind-boggling how efficient it is. And the all the people who work for the Farm Bureau in Arizona are extremely professional and hardworking, and I'm so happy to be involved with it.
We love what we do. So back to the wine, and I've been sipping on one of these varietals that you brought us. So what's the other? Oh, I hear music. That means we got a break. But we've still got more wine to talk about, and then also beer and all sorts of things about Arizona agriculture.
Just go easy on the break, okay?
We've got Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, along with Emil Moulin of Cal Mesa. I didn't quite get that right.
Emil. You'll get it right.